Okay, questions for the players right here to the left.
Coffee, I guess, could you talk a little bit about what the matchup of you and Chase Jackson Davis was like? How'd you prepare for that, and when it was actually taking place, how did you battle with him this afternoon?
We prepared the same way we prepared for every other team. He's a really good player, so obviously we included him in the scout, and we had a plan for him. We just went out there and did what Coach asked us to do defensively as a team, and we executed it right.
Io, you had a late three at the end there to kind of push the lead up to 65-60, and you've kind of done that a lot in the Big Ten with some late game shots. I guess, how confident are you down the stretch, ball in your hands, kind of isolation?
I'm pretty confident. I feel like I put the work in, so when a moment comes, I'm just confident that, you know, I could make the best play to help the team win because I work on the shots a lot and I put the work in.
Jeremy.
Andres, can you take?
Andres and Io, it's obviously March. I know every Big Ten game is intense, but what was this like with a team fighting for its tournament life in your building and you guys playing for even more?
It was a tough game, you know, like that. Obviously a great team. And we made it about us, you know. We know what we're trying to accomplish, and we was focused on doing our thing, you know, like on both sides of the floor. And like I said, trying to make it about us. We don't have to worry about what the team is going through. We have our own stuff going through. So, and we know what we're trying to accomplish, so we're trying to make it as best as possible to our way.
Yeah, and to piggyback off Dre, it's all about, yeah, just focusing on what we could do. We know it's that task. We know what we could accomplish. So we got to just keep winning, and it take care of itself. But, I follow basketball a lot, and I was reading an interview from Coach Chambers from Penn State, and he said something great. He basically said how it's the end of the season, and, you know, the games are going to come down to whatever team wants it more because all the players are banged up, through a long season. He played 20 games in the Big Ten, 16, 17 games in, so it's going to come down to those little plays, and it's going to come down to, you know, whoever wants it more because it's so late in the season.
Eric.
Andres, can you walk us through that last defensive possession where you saw you jumped on the loose ball and just call a timeout in the middle of that? I mean, that possession, they could have tied the game on that possession.
I just saw a loose ball. You know, I dive on it. That's what the whole team is about. You know, diving on a loose ball and just trying to make a great play to help my team win.
Joey,
Kofi, that was six blocks is a career high here, and it's been a while. I think since like your third game of your senior year in high school that you'd had five. What was going right, and how do you kind of feel when you're in that zone just swatting things away?
I was challenged. Coach challenged me every day in practice, just telling me coming over to help because most of the teams we play have bigger guys on their guards, so they try to impose their will in the post. So Coach basically emphasized me, the importance of me coming over, making sure I'm in help on the blue line, and making sure that I challenge every shot. So today I just took the challenge and made good use of it, basically.
Back in the middle here, Paul.
For Io. How did you kind of develop your closer's mentality as you were developing your game, or what advice would you give to some young basketball players trying to develop that part of that aspect of their game?
It's just a mentality that, you know, all basketball players want to have. You know, me growing up watching Kobe Bryant, just those, not just him, but, you know, the great players like, you know, LeBron, Curry, pretty much all the great players in the NBA growing up, just watching how, you know, they close games out. And also failure plays a huge impact in that. Losing in high school, like championship games or even AAU, you know, just whenever you lose the tough shots or, you know, times where necessarily I didn't close out. Like my senior year, EYBL, I feel like 6-7 games I could have closed out. I didn't close out. So, you know, going through situations like that prepared me for being in a situation now, and that now when I'm in those situations, I just try to fall back on my preparation.
Scott.
Kofi, Georgie finished with 6 points, six rebounds. Maybe how important was it for him maybe to get back on track a little bit, and how important was it for you guys that he, you know, put up a game like that?
It's really important. Georgie's a really important piece for us. He's one of the leaders that we need to be good. So whenever he's going good, the team is going good. So today, him coming back, being back on track, it's really, really important for us, and I'm really happy for him. He works hard in practice. He works after practice. He puts in extra time, and it's happy to see his work paying off.
Over to the extreme right.
Andres, you've got one more game here. How are you feeling about your time winding down a little bit? Hold on.
I don't know. I just trying to focus, you know, from the next game. And when the times come, you know, like, just going to take advantage of it because I know, you know, playing here with these fans and, you know, great university, great coaching staff, for me, just, you know, trying to do my best to help the team win and, you know, trying to go from there.
Right here in front.
Kofi, like to variation on that previous question for you. When Georgie came in, it sort of helped you take care of all those big guys. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Georgie's size is a really important piece for us. Obviously, he's really physical. He's a really physical player, and for him to come in there and help me on the defensive end in terms of boxing out, you know, making sure that we play good post defense and make sure we rebound the basketball. So it was really good for us when he came in and made sure he imposed as well on the defensive end and made sure that he rebounded and boxed out.
In the way back,
it's March 1st. This is for any of the student athletes. Obviously, the biggest message you can send to the selection committee is winning, and you guys have done a great job of that of late. What is the team's mindset during this time to just keep this momentum rolling?
Next game at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's basically it. On to the next one. We're going to try and win every game. That's our mindset. And we basically win based on our preparation. We've been doing a really good job at doing that. So it's just making sure that we have a good preparation before the games and go out and execute.
It's for Io and Kofi. Io, you've described Andres as a pit bull, I think, in, you know, previous interviews. What makes him so tough? And from your guys' vantage point, what's it like when he's, you know, diving for loose balls or kind of going in among the trees for a layup?
I mean, he's a senior. I told him before the game, you got two more times to play in this building, so you got to make the most of it. He wants to win. He has that grit. You know, he's strong. He's physical. And, yeah, he just wants to win. So when plays like that we see, that's what Coach Underwood, you know, preaches a lot. So for him to make that play was huge.
Derek, yep. In the middle.
Kofi, a handful of your go ahead.
I would like to give credit to the international side of it. Me and Andres are both international players, so we know what it's like to get down and dirty. He's a veteran, and I just love seeing him come out there and play like that.
Kofi, a handful of your blocks were helping off of guards or with Georgie, helping with Jackson Davis. How much more are you seeing the floor defensively maybe than earlier on in the season?
Yeah, no disrespect to their players, but most of the time I was guarding non-shooters, so it was really important that I stayed in the paint, have one foot in the paint at all times to help on the undersized or whoever was trying to take advantage of the post. So it's basically just helping off the non-shooters and make sure I'm in a position where I can block the shot if needed.
Joey.
Andres, can you kind of, I know you talked about the steal a little bit, but can you walk me through what you saw and what was going through your mind? Like, did you have maybe a feeling that had clinched or felt pretty good about clinching that game?
You know, it was a close game, you know. He had a two free throw. He ended up to miss both of them, and it was a long rebound, so they happened to get it. And, you know, we were trying to get a stop. We just, you know, trying to do everything to win, and we saw the loose ball. It's either, like, it's either them or us. I just dive on it, you know, to help the team win.
Gavin?
Io, after you made that three late in the game, you kind of went down and celebrated in front of the crush there. I was just wondering, do you ever, like, envision yourself in moments like that ahead of time? Do you think about making those shots like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all hoopers around the world, you know, envision making shots like that. But it's like it's just an instinct. My passion just comes out. You know, I don't, like, really particularly just have a specific celebration. I mean, sometimes, you know, I like the ice in the veins. But when it's happening so fast and the crowd so loud, you know, at times it's just hard, so I just like go after my emotion.
Anything else for the players? All right. Oh, okay. Oh, back here in the back. Sorry.
Guys, what strategies do you have going into the Big Ten tournament?
Then we have like two more games left, so we're trying to end up on those two games, and then we're going to prepare for the Big Ten tournament. But, you know, still the Big Ten, you know, like the toughest team in the nation right now, and he's going to be ready for it.
Yeah, we just really focused on finishing the season off strong because we know we still have a possibility of overall, you know, winning the league and being a first in the league. So we're taking it game by game, focused on Ohio State. They're a pretty good team, and we're going to try and get another road kill.
No strategies, just playing with grit. Just making sure that we come out, we do what we do, impose our will, and everything's going to fall in place.
Okay, anything else for the players? All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.